The ultimate gospel experience.
This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, 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 everyone. How are you? Hello, Jacksonville. Hello, people of Jacksonville and the nation and the world. How are you? I hope all is well with you and that your life is full with joy, mercy, grace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, self-control, faith, all the fruits of the Spirit. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you have presented before us. I thank you for all that you have done to bring to the close the end this show, the last show today, to bless God according to your will. Bless the people. Keep them faithful, O God, to your word, to one another. Let them remain true to your effervescent love. Let the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be upon your people. Let love, O God, transcend each and every individual. Let your power work effortlessly in their lives and in our lives, that we may be the people that are called by your name, who have humbled themselves and who have sought your face. Keep us, we pray, Lord Jesus, in your name. Bless the people here at the station and those that are coming. We pray, O God, that they have a heart for the people and that the love and joy and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit may be in us and on us and abide with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, beautiful people. This is Ken Jones. It's been a pleasure to be in your company, to have you stop by. 904-296-2251. This is my last show, and it goes on my birthday. So phone lines are open. I just want to thank each and every one of you, and as I encourage you to be volunteers, be more dedicated and committed to yourself and your community and your families. Hug your children, love them. And women, this is your time and your seasons. We need to go back to the umbilical cord of our ancestries, that our ancestors, the women, wielded the power. I don't care whatever you looked at, whatever kind of animal, mammal, you don't. It's very rare to see the children or the babies following the man. You see the babies and the children following the mother. The man is the protector and the provider. So I ask you to not let your young ladies, young women, fall to the ground. We know that there's so many obstacles against us as men, women, boys, and girls of a diverse culture. But we love everyone, and I truly love you. And I ask you to support one another. Love one another. Have more cultural interests. Be more diversified in your thinking towards one another, that the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit may abide and rest on us and in us, that we may be our brother keeper. Let the agape love that transcends color, barriers, language, then let the phalo love, that for the need and people, what they do for you. But we want the genuine love, which is only the love of God. Don't forget, you have the parade coming. I want you to volunteer. All your churches out there, all your churches, your church members that are listening, tell your pastor, hey, pastor, we want to be represented. Hey, we can put on some t-shirts or maybe even get us a banner. And represent, go and represent who we are. We've been here 25, 30, sometime 40 years. Some of us been here 50 years, the organization, the churches and stuff, some 100 and something. but they never participate in the parade. It's our parade, the Martin Luther King Memorial Day Parade. Yeah. Yeah, we love the people now. Won't you come out and be a part? Won't you volunteer? The number for Gary Thomas over at the MLK Memorial Foundation, 904-240-1523. The number for the Martin Luther King Memorial Foundation is 904-240-1523. The number to the show, 904-296-2251. We need your support. The Jacksonville Gullah Geechee needs your support. The Cancer Society needs your support. The women that are battered need your support. There's a Hubbard House here for abused women. They need your support. Won't you say that you're in this evening? That you are for the community and for the people? I have a special guest that's here all the way from St. Martin. It's Mrs. Simone Cleopatra. How you doing, Simone?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Anything you'd like to say to the United States of America?
Yes, I'll keep you guys in my prayers, and I wish you all the best. And to you, Mr. Jones, I would like to wish you blessing on this year's special day, and all the best, and God loves you.
Thank you so much. You're very
most
sweet.
Welcome.
You're very, very sweet. Thank you. Yeah, anybody? Yeah, what you got to say? How you doing? I'm going to miss y'all, you know?
I'm doing really good. I just really want to wish you a happy birthday, and I really appreciate your time here at the station, and I really want to wish you a happy birthday and many more.
Well, thank you very much. You're so sweet and so special. I told you, you got to stay in touch, you know?
Of course. I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah. Let them all get jealous. It's okay. Okay? I enjoy the interaction and the engagement with each and every individual. I love the people, and I thank God for them. I thank God for you, the producers, the owners, everyone in their respective places, the listeners who have stopped by, added their comments, and given their advice, the businesses, as we want to increase the minority businesses here in Jacksonville by 10, 15, 20%. If you would go and shop and spend a dollar each day, we'll increase that to 40%, no problem. Would you do that? Spend a dollar a day at a black-owned business, and you'll see how we'll be further advanced, because the dollar circulates in our community maybe one time, and everybody seems to prey on us and come in our communities to get our funds and resources, but they give nothing back to the community. And won't you take pride also in the community? The first way you can take pride in the community is be a homeowner. Because listen to me very carefully. This is Ken Jones. If you're renting, you have really no skin, no investment, no ties to the community. And plus, you say, well, I can't afford to buy. You know, the rent is $800 a month, and I've been paying rent for the last 10 years. Well, guess what? You just spent $80,000, and you have no asset. All you have is liability, which is expenses. You cannot afford not to buy a house when you've been renting 10 years, and that's $80,000 of your wealth that could have been, almost finished paying for the house if you get a 15 or 20-year mortgage. I'm just telling you, use wisdom. You young ladies that get those income tax checks back every year with substantial amounts, Let that be your down payment on a house. Improve yourself. Improve your family. Be able to be established that you can have something and leave something for an inheritance to your children. Inspire your children. Encourage your children. And you do that by being a homeowner, by having skin in the game, by being a viable citizen. You do that by having respect for one another. You don't settle things with anger and hostility and rage. We had a chance to see this week from Dr. Ford and from Judge Kavanaugh, and the anger that was displayed by him, the arrogance, that alone disqualifies him in my judgment. And that's just my call, because Judge Roberts says you have to be able to call balls and strikes to be on the Supreme Court. And when you're biased and political and leaning in ideology and ideologies, it's not right. You can't call things balls and strike. You can't be fair and balanced. You can't be an objective as you're supposed to be, with a clear state of being and conscience, not leaning to nothing but the truth and righteousness. And you can't do that. And I thought very much so that Dr. Ford was very credible. And we don't know where this goes, but we understand that he was picked or chosen for a reason, because of his ideology. That means his views, his politics, his stance of presidential power, of not letting a woman choose. I'm pro-life, but I believe in each individual having a right to do their will, to choose. That's just the way it is. I'm a Christian. I'm a godly man. But if they choose to do wrong, that's their choice. But I'm going to tell them what's right. But I'm not going to hate them because they do wrong. Because there's many days that I myself do wrong. Because there's none good, none righteous. There's none that seek after God. There's none that do good. No, not one. All of my righteousness is like filthy rags. When I desire to do good, evil is always present. The things that I don't want to do, those are the things I find myself doing. The Lord Jesus Christ delivered me, and he delivered you. And I'm so thankful to be up in age now and to look back and to say I've been with the Lord now 28 plus years. And I wouldn't give anything for it. 904-296-2251. Ken Jones, how are you out there? There must be a lot of things happening in the city today. What you say? My dear, what do you say? It's a lot of stuff happening in the city?
Yes, I believe so. There is, actually.
Where at? So I need to go in and see where the people at, and maybe I can talk to a few of them, you know. What's going on in the city?
Well, a lot of stuff are going down by the beach. I know okay. that.
Well, I'm heading over there.
Oh, so you're already ahead of the game.
No, I go every week. I go to. I love it. I love it.
It's a great area. I do enjoy that area.
Yeah. It is good. They have concert. Yes. Some band.
They had a concert 2 days ago, I think.
Okay. Because usually when I stumble down there, it's always a band or two. And then I love it. You know, and they always have all the booths and everything. I don't see us and our diversity as much there. But
I think it's starting to.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely. So. But it's not a lot. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Not a lot at all.
And like you say, you're from here. And why is there so much cultural deficit between us and our people?
It's actually a lot of factors, I think, that contribute to that, as far as, like, some of the Caucasian people don't want to go to the north side. But I know one side that's very diverse is the west side. Like, Oakley from OP, you see a lot of diversity there.
Okay.
But as far as the south side, you know, where the radio station is and the beach, it's not adversity at all. I'm not sure why. Mm. I think maybe the pricing of housing on Southside is very, very high, mm-hmm. and it doesn't accommodate low, you know, profile families.
Low income mm-hmm. people, right? People of meager means.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. That shouldn't divide us, because Jesus say the poor you'll have with you always. But, yeah, it makes a difference when you are looking at a house that's $225,000 versus a house that's $25,000. But I'm sure wanted to the city to increase their home ownership. And how soon you think you're going to be looking for a house?
So far, since I'm in school, I would give it probably a few more years, though. I can do an apartment right now since, you know, mm-hmm. I'm young. I don't really need a house right now. It's a lot of responsibility, but I think soon, maybe like 7 years, a little more.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to just give you just a bit of the knowledge. I understand what you're saying because you're still in school, mm-hmm. and so you don't know where you're going to kind of make your route. But as soon as possible, that means ASAP.
Yes.
As soon as possible, you know, if you can qualify for a home, mm-hmm. Get it, because you can always sell. You always have a place because of food, water, and shelter, the three basic necessities for living. And so, yeah, I know that because in school you haven't made your route, but as soon as you can and definitely. Figure out, you know, hey, I'm going to stay here or I'm going to be a part. So, you know, and I'm finished, and, you know, yeah, so you're still at the restaurant? You're still working there?
Oh, yes, sir, I am, actually, yeah. Yes.
And what do you do over there?
I mainly just cook and serve. I don't say everything, but I pretty much, you know every position that they do
so
have.
So you should be getting a promotion to management, isn't that?
I personally don't want the responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of responsibility that comes with managing, because you have to deal with other people's problems.
Yeah.
And
well, you're good at it. I mean, that's what you're going to school for, too.
I am, but so, I don't want to do that right now.
Hey, it's called OJT, on-the-job training. I mean, hey, get at it, you know.
That's
enjoy,
true.
Have fun. You know, I sometimes think about myself as well. And I say, you know, I walk around, it's like you got a sign on your head, say, talk to me, I'll listen. You know, just like you share me your problems. It's like, it's like I know you all my life. And well, I guess so. You ain't gonna stop sharing.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's true.
So, yeah, that's what you're going to school for. So when are you planning to graduate? What's your graduate going to be in?
I will graduate with my AA next May 2019. Mm-hmm. And I plan on transferring to a university, probably a HBCU for the culture. And I plan on majoring in communications, broadcasting, okay. So that's why I'm actually doing this right now.
Right, yeah.
Getting my foot in the door.
Yeah, that's a blessing. How you like it so far? Because it's only been, about 2 months, 3 months maybe?
Yeah, like 2 months, going on three, I think.
So how you like it so far?
I like it.
And honestly, it's good OJT, right?
Yes, I honestly really do like it. It's an experience, definitely.
Yeah.
You get to see behind the scenes and mm-hmm. how everything works, which is a good step and foot in the door for me. So.
Yeah, we need more minorities in broadcasting.
Exactly. I really want
we
to
really
do.
904-296-2251. Ken Jones, Truth is Holy. This is my last show. I want to thank God for you all. I thank you. From the bottom of my heart, you know I love y'all, and I thank you for your prayers, your support, everything here in this great, beautiful city. It's a beautiful city. Try to get out, enjoy as much of it as you can, and, you know, if you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. You know that, and it's all God all day, all the time. So we ask your blessings to be upon us. 296-2251. Okay. So we're not getting the call, which it's because, and I notice when things are happening in the city, it's just not the right time. But hey, we love him. We thank God for everything. We want to make sure that the people volunteer, that they don't throw out trash and have pride in the community, the neighborhood, especially us, but all people, all the citizens here in Jacksonville. I pray that you continue to work and to be proactive and to support the community and yourselves, your children. Support the women in our community, our mothers, our sisters, our grandmothers, our wives. Support them. Love them. Respect them. They need the respect. They need your love, men, black men, all men. They need your love. They need your respect. They need your security. They need your confidence. They need your support. Please support them. Do that which is right. The Lord will bless you. Do that which is right. Hello, hello. Ken Jones.
Yes, yes. Hi, Mr. Jones. I was just listening to you, and I found it to be quite intriguing in which you were mentioning about love. Something that's really missing in our community, mm-hmm. for us people of color, and respect for one another. Mm-hmm. There's not really any respect anymore because we're fighting over the crumbs from the master's table.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a position here, like with the Kavanaugh situation. Anytime a man puts his hand on a woman and is unwarranted, it should be some form of apology or respect.
Yeah.
Because we come from women.
Mm-hmm.
Even when Mr. Clarence Thomas was up for nomination, what he done to Anita Hill was wrong.
Yeah.
And we have to be accountable for those type of things. And these are the situations we're faced with now. Children fighting in school. They're acting like animals instead of human beings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. And then you get in a fight in a stand, and the guy goes, waits till the person comes out, goes home, gets the gun, shoots them down, it rains. It's like, hey, what's going on? No respect, no dignity, no love. Jesus said the love of many is wax cold.
Amen.
And that's what we're dealing with. Used to be in this world, the greatest love that we ever knew was a mother's love for her child. And now
yeah.
the women, they throw their children in the dumpsters, leave them in the canal. You know, we had that dispensation of time. You haven't seen that lately, but, you know, we've seen it in the past, and how, you know, grandfathers and fathers kill the children. And so we don't want that. We have the power, the autonomy to stop it. And it's with agape love, not erotic love, not phileo. You know, because of what you do for me, I love you. Oh, you're a great person because of what you're doing for me. But when you stop doing for me, you're not a great person anymore.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You're off of my
exactly.
good list.
well, I'll tell you something, sir. I would like to see you be able to get on a platform in which you can speak to our different community leaders, because you have something inside of you that's very vital, and I believe it can be advantageous to what we're dealing with, and I hope to hear from you again soon. I'm going to continue to listen.
Well, this is my last show. This is my last show. If you want to contact me, my number is 904-234-6481, and you can always reach me at ChristZion.com, and the mailing address is the P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, and it's Christ okay. Zion. Christ Zion Inc. on Google. I'm the only thing will come up. It'll come up Ken Jones, Ken Jones, Ken Jones, because I used to be the Bible Voices at the Facebook, and Ken Jones on Facebook. You can connect with me. I'm everywhere. That's
Amen.
The website is Christ Zion, ChristS. That's Christ with an S, Zion. ZION.com. That's ChristZion.com, and the mailing, the contact. And you can, what's your name anyway?
Oh, my name's Marvin, Mr. Jones.
Okay, Marvin. Hey, nice to meet you. And stay in touch. Please call me.
Yes, sir. And I thank you again, my brother.
Well, God bless you, and pray much for us and the city, the country, and the world. God bless you, Marvin.
I shall do.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Jones.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we need more love in the community, and respect, dignity. I know we can't spell it, a lot of us, but we want it. We recognize it when we see it. Yes, I want that. Yeah, I'm a man. Yes, I'm a young man. Yes, I'm an adult.
Yes, I want dignity. Yes, I'm a lady. Yes, I'm a young lady. Yes, I'm a young girl. I want dignity. I want respect. I want to be respectful. I want to do that which is right so the Lord can bless me. We can do it. All you have to do is come together. Let this mind that's in Christ Jesus be also in you. And I know that many people are not religious, and that's okay. They're still good people. Because goodness comes from God, and everyone who loveth is of God. So whosoever loveth is God, for God is love. How can you say you love God who you have not seen and hate your brother who you see every day? Let love abide. Perfect love casts out all fear. What are you afraid of? Like President Kennedy said, the greatest thing that we have to fear is fear itself. What are you afraid of? I know we hate change. We're fearful of change. I used to be in the moving business where people were just afraid to move. They hated to move, even if they were moving next door. It's very stressful. People don't like change. But don't be afraid of change. Embrace it. Equip yourself for change. Because if you're going to be planted by the rivers of water, which your leaves faileth not, and your tree is going to bear fruit in its season, you got to be ready for change. Because if no fruit is bearing, there's no change in the substance. Bear fruit. Bring forth much fruit, people of God, people of Jacksonville. It's within you. It's deep down in you. You remember what it felt like to be community, to go down the street and get some sugar, to go and get a loaf of bread from your neighbor, or your parents send you down to go and get some grease or some eggs, or tell sister so-and-so or mother this to send me some bacon or send some ham. Go back to the old landmarks, my beloved. I ask you, and remember, you can always contact me, Christ Zion, ChristZion.com, Christ Zion Inc. on Google search. I'm the only thing that will come up if you do Christ Zion Inc. on Google.
Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless.